I can't believe he's gone.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
He was so young.
I know. We'd better get back to the farm.
How did it go?
Sorry for your loss.
Thanks, Wilhelm. Has everything been all right here?
Yes. Elizabeth has kept us in order.
Right. Better crack on.
Yeah. Come on, Wilhelm. Back to work.
Herrish.
What does that mean?
Boss. Bossy.
I am not bossy.
Yeah, you are.
Maybe a little then.
Friday, 29th of August, 1941. Today was a challenging day. George returned home today from his 6 months suspension.
How are you today?
Good. Why?
Just asking. George arrives home today. A fortnight ago it was his birthday. Alice wants to give him a welcome home party.
Okay.
You seem calm about this?
Why should I not be?
George!
Welcome home, son.
It's good to be home.
Hello, stranger. This is Wilhelm.
I'm George.
Shake hands, Wilhelm.
Hello, I am Wilhelm.
For a split second, I felt a different person. I have always believed in giving people a second chance. But I did not feel the same towards George.
Are you all right, Wilhelm? You don't seem yourself.
Yes, I'm fine.
You've not been right since George arrived.
Yeah, you're right. I do not feel the same around him. I feel angry. Look, I'm just keeping my distance.
All right, okay. I will leave you in peace.
Friday, 19th of September, 1941. Today, Alice, Percy, George and I. Yes, George and I managed to get along all right today. Maybe because all of us was arranging a little surprise for Elizabeth tomorrow for her 21st birthday.
Right. Got her cake ready. I hope it tastes all right.
Stop worrying.
But it's not cream. It's water, margarine, powdered milk with some vanilla essence.
Alice...
Oh, I do hope she'll like it.
Alice!
What?
This is Elizabeth we're talking about. She will like it.
Okay. Wilhelm, what have you got for Elizabeth?
I have made these knitted slippers.
Have you really knitted these?
Yeah.
They are beautiful. I'm sure she will like them. Happy birthday, Elizabeth.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. Wow.
Do you like them?
I love them. Did you knit them?
Yeah.
Wow. Where did you learn to knit?
They teach us at Ranby.
And I think you know by now. You're not doing what you want to do. Perhaps someday you shall. It must be somebody's birthday. You can almost guarantee. Just believe in what you do, and on that we can agree.
Percy?
Are you okay, Ruth? What's up?
A man asked me for directions to Sheffield. I didn't recognise his uniform, so I led him into town. He said, Danka and clicked his heels.
Someone's coming. Hide.
Sheffield is the Weg.
Wilhelm, what did he say?
Sheffield is that way.
Right. We need to get him.
I cannot.
Yes, you can.
I am German.
He doesn't know that. On the count of three, we get him. One, two, three, go.
Stop where you are!
Drop your gun.
Nein!
I'll not ask again. Drop your gun.
What are you going to do? Arrest me?
Look behind you.
Get off me!
Halt deinen Mund!
Why do you speak good German?
I'll ask the questions. What's your name and what regiment you are in?
Fritz Fischer.
And what regiment? What regiment are you in?
Luftwaffe. It is Luftwaffe uniform.
Have you got him, Percy? The lady told us she encountered a German.
Fritz Fischer. He's part of the Luftwaffe.
Another one? What's this, Luftwaffe Central? Come on, Fritz.
What's up, Wilhelm? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I have just realised. He will be going to Ranby prison.
21st of September, 1941. Today, I have been anxious all day, worrying about Fritz, whom I encountered yesterday, hoping I would not see him in Rambury. But my anxiety, it turned into dread.
You turned me in yesterday.
Wilhelm?
So that is your name. Wilhelm.
Schwein!
Break it up, Gotteswillen.
Today, 14th November 1941. England heard the news of what was happening to the Jews under Hitler. It was a shock to me as well, as I did not know what was happening. Winston Churchill, he made a powerful speech over the radio.
Good morning.
Morning. Wilhelm, can I just warn you to be careful of what you say today?
What do you mean?
Did you hear Churchill's speech last night?
Nein.
It's in the paper. Here, do you want to read it?
None has suffered more cruelly than the Jew. The unspeakable evils wrought upon the bodies and spirits of men by Hitler and his vile regime. The Jews bore the brunt of the Nazis' first onslaught upon the citadels of freedom and human dignity. He has borne and continued to bear a burden that might have been seen beyond endurance. He has not allowed it to break his spirit. He has never lost the will to resist. Assuredly, in the day of victory, the Jew's suffering and his part in the struggle will not be forgotten. You do know I do not believe in what Hitler is doing.
Alice is a Jew. I think the speech has made her a bit emotional. I do believe you, Wilhelm, but we've got to remember the situation we're in.
Good morning.
Morning.
I understood now why Elizabeth warned me about being careful of what I say. Alice was not her usual self.
You didn't need to snap at him.
Well, he's German. They believe what they're doing in this war is right.
I understand hearing the broadcast last night has made you weary, but I don't think Wilhelm's one of them. He's different from the others.
Alles ist ein jüdisch Frau und ich nehme keine Befehle von ihr entgegen.
Wilhelm, what's Fritz said right now?
That Alice is a Jew and that he is not taking orders from her. You need to keep an eye on him. He is a Category B grey prisoner.
What does that mean?
A prisoner who still has faith in Adolf Hitler. He's a lunatic.
Right. Need to see if the lads are finished.
Alice, keep away from Fritz. He's nothing but trouble.
Percy, we need to get the harvest done in time. If not, we'll lose the farm.
Alice.
Right. Have we finished over here?
9.
Well, can you get it done quickly, please?
I will not take orders from a Jew.
Yes, you will.
You Jewish scum!
Get off her!
Get off me!
Alice, are you okay? Alice, speak to me, love.
Get off me, traitor.
Oh, shut up!
Wilhelm, get Fritz off my farm now, before I do something I will regret.
How are you doing today, Florence?
I'm feeling better today.
I'm here to check your blood pressure.
When is your 21st again?
18th of November. I'll be back in a minute.
I just need to tell the vicar now to come in on the 18th of November. I have a surprise.
What you got her?
Nothing expensive or fancy. Just a little something.
It's the little things that make it special.
When do you think she'll come out of the hospital?
I'm hoping for her birthday.
Have we decided to make her a chocolate cake for her birthday?
Yeah, be nice to have a chocolate cake.
Have we all chipped in a shingling each? Hopefully with everybody in, we should be able to afford the ingredients.
What time is it?
9:45. Why?
Ruth starts at 10, and the vicar said he would be here before she starts.
Are you doing the surprise as soon as both the vicar and Ruth arrive?
Yes.
Good, because I get discharged today and I didn't want to miss it.
Sorry I'm late.
Well, at least you got here before Ruth.
Morning, ladies.
Happy birthday, Ruth.
I'm speechless. You kept this quiet.
Do you like it?
Yes, I do. It's been a while since I've had chocolate. And a key for the door.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah?
The key. Can I have it back for Sunday? I've got a service in the morning.
Vicar!
It's the church key.
Yes. You're not upset, are you?
No. I think it's funny that I've got the church key. How are you, Alice?
Glad to be going home.
What time is Percy picking you up?
10:30.
Have you still got German prisoners working on the farm?
Yes, which on the positive side, it's extra hands for the farm. But Fritz, the one who attacked me, has been moved to another prison.
Good. First time I saw him, I didn't like the look of him.
Morning, Mum.
How are you feeling, love?
Good. Glad I'm going home.
I've spoken to your Joyce and she said you can stay there for a couple of days.
There's no need.
Yeah, there is. I want you to have a rest.
Who's going to help you run the farm?
Our George. Elizabeth and Wilhelm can keep an eye on the workers while they're on the farm. What are you smiling at?
You told me last year not to get attached to Wilhelm.
Well, I've been proven wrong. Wilhelm's different.
Today was an exciting day for me. Percy, George, Elizabeth and I had chipped in to get the ingredients for Alice's birthday cake for tomorrow.
Right. Let's crack on with this cake. First, rub the margarine or fat into the flour, baking powder and salt.
So, mix it together?
Yeah. Then we add the cocoa, sugar, and we mix it with milk and water.
How much water and milk?
1/4 pint of warm milk mixed in with the water, and then add the cocoa and the sugar.
Am I doing this right?
I think so.
What's after that?
Dissolve the bicarbonate of soda in the vinegar and add it to the cake mixture, along with the vanilla essence.
Done.
Right, let's add it to the cake mixture. What gas mark do we need?
Gas mark 4.
Okay, now into the oven. Done!
I cannot believe we have baked a cake.
Me neither.
Steady on, boys. It hasn't baked yet. We've got 45 minutes to wait. Anything can happen.
Have you done it?
Yes, and we've done it all by ourselves, unlike some.
Aye, I don't bake. That's your mother's department.
I think we need to clean up.
Yes, it's not going to be much of a surprise with a cake mixture everywhere. What did you make?
Chocolate cake.
Ooh, it's been a while since I've had a chocolate cake.
Hey, keep your sticky paws off. It's for Mum.
Wilhelm Schmidt?
Yeah?
Can I have a word with you?
Me?
Please, come with me. Come in. Please, sit down. I bet you are wondering why I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I've heard that you saved Alice Hallam's life last week.
Yeah.
I have to ask this. Why?
I did not agree with what Fritz was doing to her. Alice has done him no wrong, yet he decided to attack her.
It was a brave thing that you did, standing up to your countrymen. Can I ask you something? Do you believe in what Hitler is doing? And you can be truthful.
Nein, I do not.
How do you fancy being a translator for us? I've heard you've been translating for Percy the Farmer.
Swapping sides. I do not know. My life would be hell in prison.
You would be moved out of the prison.
I do not know what to think.
You will translate anything from German into English. That is all we ask.
Where will I be moved?
Not far from here.
Will I be able to see Elizabeth, Alice and Percy?
You will have more freedom, but your time will be mostly spent translating. But it is not far from the farm. You can go and visit.
Okay. Am I allowed to think about the offer?
Yes, but I want an answer by the morning after next.
Thank you.
Morning, Wilhelm.
Morning.
What's up?
Is Percy around? I need to ask his advice.
Yeah, he's over there at the back of the farm.
Thank you.
Are you all right?
Percy, can I talk to you?
Of course you can. What's up?
I had a talk with the Field Marshal yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
He has asked me if I would become a translator for the British.
Wow. I'm shocked by that.
I do not know what to do. I have to give him an answer before tomorrow.
All I can say is it's up to you. What happens if you don't take the job?
I do what I'm doing now.
It's up to you, Wilhelm. It's obviously a big step for you.
Ugh. I don't know what to do.
Just keep calm and think it through carefully. You have until tomorrow.
Hello. A penny for your thoughts.
What does that mean?
It's just a saying. What's up, Wilhelm? You don't seem yourself today.
I saw the Field Marshal yesterday about being a translator for the British, and I don't know what to do.
Is that what you wanted to see Percy about?
Yeah.
What did he say?
That only I can decide.
He's right. What is it that's troubling you?
I am a German who's been asked to work for the British. I'm already being called a traitor for saving Alice, so could you imagine if I did this?
Okay. What's the advantage of this job?
I get more freedom. I can come and visit the farm in my own time, and, well, the best part is I do not think I will be classed as a prisoner.
Right. Now, the disadvantages of the job.
Being a traitor.
You must do what's best for you and what you believe in.
Today was the deadline for the job I was offered by the field marshal. I think I had made up my mind. But I kept debating with myself.
Come in. Wilhelm, please sit down. Have you come to a decision?
I think so.
Okay. What's your decision?
I will take the job.
Great. You'll be moved tomorrow. And one more thing. I advise you to change your name.
My name? What do I change it to?
We advise that you keep your initials, but change it to an English name.
Okay, like... William Smith?
Yes, good choice. Keeping your initials will help you to remember your new name because you kept the same initials of your original name.
When do I start?
As soon as you can. Welcome aboard.
Look for the silver lining whenever skies are gray. No matter what befalls you now, there will come a brighter day. The world will sing again, the bells will ring again, and lonely hearts are meeting. Life begins anew. The sun will rise again. There'll be blue skies again, with not a cloud to hide the loveliness in view. Although your dreams have gone, just smile and carry on. There must be a darkest hour before the dawn. The world will sing again, a song of spring again. For there'll be happy fests around the bend for you. And then the dreams you've dreamed will all come dreams you dream will end.